Hello, it's me, Lily, a frog. I live in a pond and I love to tell stories. This story is City Mouse and Country Mouse. It's one of Aesop's fables, which means it's a story that's more than 2,000 years old. Retold and rearranged here at the Lily Pad by Marlene Werfel. Once upon a time, there was a little country mouse who lived in a waving field of wheat. She had a best cousin who was a city mouse. Country Mouse was fond of her city mouse cousin, and she thought of her often, and she missed her, so she sent her an invite to come visit her in the country. She gave the invitation to a magpie, and City Mouse said yes. So the magpie flew back to country with City Mouse riding on his back. When City Mouse arrived, Country Mouse wanted to show her her favorite things, starting with her cozy home in the trunk of a tree. Country Mouse had made a bed out of pinecone husks and dandelion fluff. Country Mouse also showed City Mouse her favorite thing to play with, which was a tasty stick made out of honeysuckle wood, perfect for gnawing on. And she showed her cousin her favorite place for dinner, the waving field of wheat.
"But how do we get the wheat?"
asked City Mouse.
"Climb up the wheat stalks and take it,"
said Country Mouse. City Mouse wasn't particularly good at that, though, so Country Mouse chewed through some stalks of wheat so that the grains fell to the ground for her city cousin to eat. After they had eaten their fill of wheat, Country Mouse said,
"Wow, wow, wow, that was delicious. Do you have anything else that's super tasty to eat?"
Country Mouse didn't have anything else to eat, so she suggested they go to bed early and gnaw on her favorite stick. But City Mouse wasn't that sleepy, and so she told Country Mouse all about city life instead. She told her that she lived in a hole, in a wall, in a house. And she told her that her bed was made out of scraps of silk and flannel. She said that she had so many toys she couldn't count them all. A rubber band, a Lego man, a marble, a dinosaur, a teddy bear to hug, a toy car that went fast when you turned on a switch, and several plastic Barbie shoes, which were much better to chew on than honeysuckle wood. Then she told her Country Mouse cousin about the food. Oh, the food. The family that City Mouse lived with ate breakfast, snack, lunch, snack, dinner, and snack. And all day long they dropped crumbs everywhere. Toast crumbs, crusty bits of cinnamon buns, Cheerios, pretzels, cucumber slices, apple cores, macaroni and cheese, noodles, candies, strawberries, bits of lettuce, little balls of mashed potatoes with gravy, peas, cooked carrots, diced tomatoes, chopped basil leaves, crackers, potato chips, roast beef, and the best thing anyone has ever tasted in the history of world cuisine, pumpkin pie.
"I eat something different every single day. Then I sleep in my bed. I play with my toys. It is really the most extraordinarily terrific life."
Then City Mouse fell fast asleep while Country Mouse stayed awake with a new feeling. She felt poor. She even looked at her favorite stick and her bed of pine cone husks differently. Before, these had seemed wonderful to her, but now they seemed not at all good enough.
"I deserve more,"
thought Country Mouse. In the morning, the two mice traveled back to the city together so that Country Mouse could see for herself all the richness of city life. They traveled by magpie, of course, and they saw roads and traffic and many buildings, some tall, some small. When they arrived at the house where City Mouse lived, they snuck under the crack in the door, and Country Mouse couldn't believe her eyes. Right there, glistening on a metal plate, was a piece of cheddar cheese.
What a beautiful piece of cheese. What a beautiful life.
Country Mouse was about to help herself to the cheese when City Mouse squeaked,
"Don't touch the cheese! That's a trap!"
"What a trap?"
City Mouse explained that the city people were continuously trying to exterminate her kind. So they set metal traps to catch them. If you touch that cheese, a metal bar will snap down on you.
How terrifying!
Squeak! You'll get used to it,
said City Mouse.
I don't know if I could get used to that.
Well, you probably will, but did she tell you about the cat?
Said the cat.
Meow.
City Mouse and Country Mouse looked up, and there was the sleekest, most sharp-eyed, whiskeriest, clawiest, smirkiest cat. And Country Mouse was so frightened that she ran all the way back to the country, to her pinecone husk nest in the stump of a little tree, and to her favorite gnawing stick, to her waving field of wheat and no cat and no traps, and she was glad to be home. She looked around at all her simple things, and she didn't feel poor anymore. She felt safe, and she felt right. The end. Thanks for hopping by the lily pad. Goodbye for now.
Bye-bye.
Ta-da! I'm a Country Mouse.